This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. McFadden at the controls of our studio in Washington, holding on for dear life against the esoteric intelligence of Jennifer Horn.
No match. Here.
Oh, really? Is that so?
Unlike
no
the hurricane that's right. Brewing.
Ken Kessler here monitoring social media, things that are happening in the world today that people are talking about, including what's going on in the Middle East, a lot of tensions in Israel. As a matter of fact, Israel has pounded the Gaza Strip with airstrikes. The story of those three missing Israeli teenagers who were kidnapped last month, they were killed. And the Prime Minister, Mr. Netanyahu, says Hamas will pay.
Yep, they don't put up with that.
Well, but what is it that they all think is going to happen here as this stuff continues? Having been there, looking down the proximity, these people literally live on top of one another. And how it is that they, and literally, I've said this how many years, Richie, like these people fighting in a sandbox over the sand.
Yep.
That's all this is. Then, of course, the Hamas people said there's no proof Hamas was involved in their deaths. It doesn't really make much difference. It still is the same old, and it's repeated day after day.
All they need is an excuse.
And it's just
give me an excuse.
It's the stuff that's going on all over the Middle East. The same stuff going on all over the Middle East. And then you bring it back around to, I shouldn't stop here, let you guys make an observation. Kenny, is there anything, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, across social media that has relevance when it comes to this? Is it specific or general?
Not this morning list. Everything is about Hobby Lobby and 24.
Yeah. What are they saying about 24? I'm not interested in Hobby Lobby, but I'm interested in what people say about 24.
I know, the real issues.
Right.
Marie says, I'm sad it's almost over, but I can't wait so I can binge watch the whole season again in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yep, be able to do that. I'm guessing, although there hasn't been too much word about what the next step is here, they'll be eager to find a good story. And when they find a good storyline, what would be? I guess that's the question for those of you who are fans like all
How
of us
the
are.
The Muslim 24. State.
The Muslim state.
Yeah, I mean, Jack could go in to try to, you know, unite all three, the Sunnis and the Shiites. I mean, that would be a good one, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
He tackled drones. Why not the Middle East now?
Well, what's interesting is they're bringing back some of the old bad guys, like the guy from China.
Russians. And
yeah.
Yeah, the Chinese and the Russians who are all gunning for Jack.
Always, make great bad guys. So there ought to be more people gunning for Jack.
Oh, he could go after North Korea.
Yeah.
Back to the Israel thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking yesterday, we were watching one of the soccer games was on, and it was during the penalty kicks at the end, and the teams were praying. So you have one team praying to their God and another team praying to their God. One team praying miss
it. No, it's all the same God.
One team praying hit it. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Dink.
Do you think God's
going
to decide?
So God's up there going, what do I do?
Yeah,
you know?
Stay out of it.
And it's a very, very small version. But it just got me to thinking, if I'm sitting there getting ready to kick that soccer ball and my whole country is depending on me to win this for them and to hit this goal for them, and I pray to God to help me make this goal, and the goalie's over there praying to the same God to help me block this goal,
God goes for who he likes better, Rich.
Does he pick a jersey with the colors he likes best? I mean, you know, or is he like totally out of it and you guys are on your own? And it's just, so you think about that and just that little minutia and all the fans. You know, Uri likes to talk about, you know, thought. And
thoughts are things.
Thoughts are things. And you get all these fans. So you got half the fans thinking make it and half the fans thinking miss it. And then you get into something like
1, 2, 3, win.
Right. Like these kids being kidnapped and now they're fighting over it and they're praying to their God to kill the other one. It's so funny to watch it in this little small minutia and then this bigger context.
God has nothing to say or is the freedom of choice. That's what you'd be told by people. God is not into the decision-making that has to come out of you figuring out what's what. The 5-4 Supreme Court ruling yesterday, which basically says some for-profit corporations have religious rights, cannot be required to pay for specific types of contraceptives for their employees. That's it. Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood Specialties, both owned by single families, argued that Obamacare violates their First Amendment right of religious freedom because it requires them to provide coverage for contraceptives the morning after pill. Basically, is the pill is the contraceptive device that's being focused. They say that is like abortion, and they're not for abortion, and that's their religious right, and so we don't have to do it. And the Supreme Court says, you're right, you don't have to. End of story. Or is it?
Yet the Supreme Court says we have to provide you with health insurance.
Yeah.
So I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
We have to provide you with health insurance, they ruled last year, but yet we don't have to give you this part of the health insurance.
Yeah.
Well, so I would suggest that this is one way of the Supreme Court striking out against the Affordable Care Act.
But why didn't they do it last year?
I don't know.
That's what I hear. That's my conflict there. And then the other thing.
Judging the Supreme Court is not all that supreme.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'm glad because where is health care a right? Where in the Constitution does it say I have the right to health care? It doesn't.
Mm-mm.
But if you're going to decide to give us health care, should you give us all of it? Oh, wait a minute. No. This part we don't agree with because our God.
Nobody's giving anything because giving implies
we're
coming
for it.
We're all paying for this,
right.
And we paid for the Supreme Court ruling. We pay for everything.
Well, and where does it stop with contraception? Are you going to start giving me, Dougie, and my paycheck? Am I going to start requiring my day job and my paycheck to give me a fund for condoms?
You can do what you want with your money, kid.
Right? Thank you.
You can do whatever you want with
right.
it.
And that's the way
no,
it probably
can't.
Should
we,
be.
We have to do what they tell us to, and they take
you
it out of our paycheck every
you.
Month.
No.
Yeah, okay.
I'm really tired of being told what I have to do.
Right.
I'm tired of being told what charity I have to support
Stay
through
out of
government.
It, yeah.
The government.
I'm tired of being
out
told
of control,
as a person who helps run a business what I have to do. Let me run my business.
Yeah. No, we don't want to do that. We're going to have
well,
the EPA and the
win.
FDA.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't want them telling me what to do. And whether it's religious or not religious, health or not health, I don't want you telling me what I have to do and how I have to run my business. Shut up, sit down, and protect our borders and build some more highways.
All right. Well, to that end, the Obama administration says it's going to go it alone. The president says he'll come up with his own immigration plan if the House won't vote on one. He thinks he's up against it now. Wait till the Republicans control Senate. The Senate after the election in November, you're not going to get anything done. And then he'll press these appointments or these plans that he comes up with on his own, and then it'll get more confrontational. We'll go to the Supreme Court, more and more of this stuff.
Well,
the White House says it has authority to make changes without congressional input.
They do. They can move Border Patrol around, which is the thing that we were complaining about the other day, is that they had the Border Patrol in the wrong place.
Yeah.
One of the things he said yesterday is we're going to move more agents from the interior to the exterior, to the front lines. Great. That's awesome. Thank you. Do it.
Exasperating. All right. The Europeans in the news next here have a visit from Pierre. Stand by for that. Meanwhile, the buzz continues on BuzzBox Coffee. BuzzBox combines the everyday habit that you have of a cup or two or three or four of coffee with a proven system that works. Social responsibility, if you will, putting together a free bag of coffee for you when you go to the BuzzBox coffee box at DougStephan.com, right-hand side of most pages, see an orange box. Click on that. Get the story of what's behind the movement to present you with the best-smelling, the best-tasting coffee you've ever encountered. Everybody who's drinking it, whether it's Jennifer, the people that are... Richie and Kenny and I don't drink coffee, but I'll tell you something. There's an interesting fragrance that goes with it.
Oh, it smells so good.
866-456-7805 is the number to call if you'd like to order directly. Go online to the BuzzBox coffee box at DougStephan.com. Watch the video and then sign up for your free bag and join the other hundreds. We haven't gotten to the thousands yet. Hundreds of people who have signed up for BuzzBox coffee. We want to get to 1,000 so we can help feed children. My connection to World Vision, my connection to my own farm, dairying, getting animals to produce milk so that it can be used to help children who need nourishment all around the globe. That's part of it. But what you get in it, what's in it for me is the question you ask. And what's in it for you is the best coffee you can imagine. So, free bag, get you started, BuzzBox Coffee at DougStephan.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes! Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello. I said hello.
All right,
I'm here.
Oh, here's what's going on in Europe. The European Court of Human Rights has upheld France's law, which bans face-covering Muslim veils from the streets. Case was brought forth by a woman who claimed her freedom of religion was violated. So we've got, it's interesting, not only in our country do these sort of things come up, but in France, the same sort of thing. The ruling was the first of its kind since France passed this law 4 years ago that forbids anybody to hide his or her face in any place that's public, on the street, etc., etc. Law went into effect a couple of years ago. The Grand Chamber rejected, which is like the Supreme Court, the arguments of the French woman practicing Muslim. She said that she didn't hide her face all the time. When she does, it's to be at peace with her faith, her culture, and her convictions. She stressed in her complaint that no one, including her husband, forced her to conceal her face. The court ruled that the law's bid to promote harmony in a diverse population is legitimate, doesn't breach the Convention on Human Rights. So, Pierre, what do you think?
We are trying to pass a new law now.
Really?
Which will allow people that are ugly to wear the veils.
Right.
In fact, it will force them to wear the veils. If you were a Frenchman, you would have to wear the veil.
So who decides who's ugly? Where does that go?
I decide who is ugly.
The High Court.
We have a wine tasting, and we all drink the wine, and then we decide who is ugly.
But you look better after the wine, don't
exactly.
you, Pierre?
Exactly. Mm.
So would Brigitte Bardot have to wear a veil?
No.
No.
Okay. Very pretty.
Uh-huh. How does the veil look with those cute little berets that you wear?
Well, it will be under. you would not wear it over. But I'll tell you one thing. Doug Steffen, he would have to wear the veil.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Here's one ugly American. Jennifer, you know. Pretty.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
First leg of their 50th anniversary tour called The Who Hits 50, finding the band visiting areas all across the UK in November and December, and then into North America starting early next year.
No way I go see that.
Why?
I don't want to see Roger Daltrey jumping around the stage with his shirt off and his flabby pecs.
Oh, you'll love it.
Daltrey says, this is the tour that begins our long goodbye. It will finally become obvious we're just going to stop touring. I'm sure before we stop playing as a band, just like Eric Clapton said, it's the grind of the road. It's incredibly tough on the body. Peter Townsend interjected, the prostitutes, the heroin, the cocaine. Can't do any of that anymore. Roger Daltrey told the Rolling Stone that while there are no confirmed U.S. dates, we obviously want to do America to say goodbye and thank you for supporting us over the years. Somebody has to come up with a plan. The press release that I saw suggests the band is going to play all the classic anthems, tack on some deeper cuts from their catalog as well, like some of the songs Richie is digging up here. This is an amazing
deep
journey.
Cuts of their stuff.
We want people to hear the entire career, the days of the Who's next, Tommy, My Generation, live at Leeds. They also have plans to enter the studio this summer to record a new album.
No. I had no idea how much I'd need her. In peaceful times, I'd hold her close and I'd feed her.
listen to the Rich McFadden if I were to pick up the Who's Greatest Hits album right now.
Actually, pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I like going to their deep stuff. Their hits, I kind of get bored of, but...
Well, you can hear them all on CSI, so...
Yeah, you can.
All right, so the Who on tour, starting late this year in the UK and then over in America next year.
Just video another tricky day, Doug.
Who's your what?
Just another tricky day.
Yes. Let's get to our video of the day at DougStephan.com today. Actually, there are a couple of pretty good audio clips, Richie, from yesterday that we didn't get to. The video of the day today has a golden retriever named Severa, who loves supporting the World Cup team that he likes. It's kind of a cool piece. You'll check that out, hopefully. And the folks at Fox's animation company have come up with a couple of suggestions for famous actors who might follow Ben Affleck as Batman. Matthew McConaughey, Mark Wahlberg, Owen Wilson, Adam Sandler. A little bit of audio if you can play it for a few seconds, Richie.
Future Batman. Batman. 2016 Ben Affleck.
Hey, listen to me. You can't be such a bad guy, okay? Jeez, the internet was right.
2017,
I made a promise to engrave with my parents that I would rid this city of the evil that took their lives. By day, I'm Bruce Wayne. By night, I'm Batman. And we're all just breathing particles, man, just spinning around on the edge of an orb.
Do you ever stop talking?
Kevin Spacey.
It appears Catwoman is an amnesiac who has turned to a life of crime.
Should I
kill
see the whole thing?
This is funny.
In order to get it, brother, but you got to see it to get the humor out of it. So check it out at DougStephan.com.
Some parents track their teen's driving habits. Have you ever considered tracking an older loved one? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. This seems invasive. Always ask first. But if you and a loved one want to try it, here's how it works. When the tracking device is plugged into a car, you can monitor its location and speed online. You can even set up a perimeter. If the car strays from that zone, you'll get an email or text. An even better option, the AARP Smart Driver Course. Designed for older drivers, it covers the age-related issues seniors often deal with. The class is offered in person and online, and you can schedule a car fit analysis to find out which adaptive devices can help you drive safely as you age. A link to car monitoring devices and AARP Smart Driver Course. And if it's time to give up the car keys, there's advice on talking about that too. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, DougStephan.com today, the story of a woman who set her house on fire when she tried to kill a spider with a cigarette lighter. Check that story out at DougStephan.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dudley and Richie, Kenny, Jennifer Horn, the essence of support for... let me ask two questions here, Kenny. Maybe you can respond. The health care and contraception decision, did the Supreme Court get it right? That's the question that we'll put to you. Kind of have been. You've gone off on your own anyway. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. 888-302-3684. Email to Rich at DougSteffen.com. Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Ken at DougSteffen.com. Or Doug at DougSteffen.com. So the people feel that the Supreme Court got it right. 5-4 decision basically allows Hobby Lobby to do what it's been doing. That's the bottom line. And so the rest of it is all kind of hogwash. What are people saying as we continue to underscore this? Even though I think it's got a lot more attention than it deserves, it still is a big thing on people's minds, Kenny.
Gail says that she thinks the Supreme Court made the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did we decide?
Mary says...
Jennifer, you don't think they did, Kenny. Right?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Richie, no. You probably do, and Jennifer does.
I do, but not necessarily. I mean, I agree with religious freedoms, but everybody who wants religious freedom, remember, that means everybody gets religious freedom. So there might be a little cat in that bag that nobody wants to let out. But
I just really want to get businesses away from the government as much
yes.
as possible. I mean, that's why I support it.
I don't want the government telling me how to run my business.
Okay. All right, Kenny, what else?
Mary says, I think private companies have rights, too. It may not be what everyone wants, but government is getting too big and intrusive.
Ah, yes.
You know, think about that. Read that again, Ken.
I think private companies have rights, too.
Okay. So we determined, what, 5 years ago, that corporations are protected under free speech, and they can give as much money as they want to political campaigns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we've decided that companies that have less than five owners are able to be protected and not have to for religious freedoms and not have to provide things with healthcare that they disagree with. So we're seeing more and more where corporations are being protected by the Supreme Court, one way or the other. It's kind of interesting.
Speaking of big corporations, General Motors announces today six, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, six recalls. This is in addition to all the recalls that we've talked about. This is a brand new list of recalls covering 7.6 million vehicles.
They might as well get them all out there.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, I mean, what does it do to the sales or the excitement or enthusiasm that people have had for GM cars? Every time you see a GM ad, at least this is how psychology works with me.
Everybody and their brothers got recalls out now.
I ignore it. Well, I guess maybe it's just because they're unlike
Toyota. Toyota just announced 4 million the other day.
More junk, yeah, exactly. It's all junk.
Everybody's got them.
Why, and how is that? Is that because we're getting better at scrutinizing their mistakes, or they're just getting careless in how they're making cars and figuring you're going to pay for anything? You look at the shot. Oh, look at that paint job on that car. Shiny new car. Let's buy it for $116 a month. What kind of a car do you think you get that's new for $116 a month? Please.
Not much.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get to what's going on with the Boko Haram. I haven't talked about them for a week or so, mostly because everybody's been trying to figure out how they continue to exist. Well, let me tell you how they continue to exist. This is a militant group. Central to its approach is using the fact that people are in areas that they want to control that are of value. So they kidnap them, sometimes one at a time, dozen at a time, 10 people, 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, and then they are funded by the cash that comes back to free these people. And there have been a lot of people who have tried to freeze their bank accounts, but you can't because they're not using bank accounts anymore. They're just using cash. And they have these new measures. You know, the international community thinks they're so smart. Okay, we're going to track all their movements. We're going to watch all their bank accounts. These guys don't have bank accounts. Terrorists.
And if they do, you're not going to find them.
You're not going to find them.
No.
So, and this is how foolish the Obama administration and some of these other people that are trying to put sanctions on them. We're going to get them where it hurts, in their bank account. You find a bank account that says Boko Haram on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not getting at the ATM at the Bank of America.
Right. 7-Eleven.
Well, wait a minute. That's not necessarily true. They have credit cards with illicit money tied to them, but they can't figure out that it's them because they have them all in the names of the current people who are running it, or they have pseudonyms. So you think we're the only ones that use John Smith? What's the Arab, the Muslim or Arabic equivalent for John Smith? Muhammad Akbar? Who knows? But there's some equivalent for John Smith. And that's the name that gets used by these people, because how many people do you know named
Akbar? The leader of the Boko Haram, what's it got? Abu Bakar Shekau or something like that.
Yeah. And you know how foolish we sound to them because we're trying to pronounce it? They can pronounce our names. You don't care?
I don't care what that guy thinks of me.
Really? All right, Rishi. I just want to make sure. There are ways. They have their ways. They can track you down.
Come on.
Same equipment that they use on 24.
He doesn't quite have the same stature in Fairfax, Virginia he does in Nigeria.
No. Okay, so here's a solution to a problem. I love solutions to problems, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I hate solutions to problems.
Well, see, I knew that about you. The truth would come out sooner or later.
I like my problems. Keep them just the way they are.
Weeds are growing very fast this year because we've had a lot of rain over a lot of the country. The U.S. Department of Agriculture through its laboratory, in Washington, is trying to figure out how they can harvest all the weeds growing around the world to help feed all the people who are hungry.
Weed burgers.
Weed burgers. Scientists are conducting intensive experiments to cross hardy weeds with food crops. So they're mixing weeds and rice. Weeds and wheat. Their goal is to make the staples of rice and wheat more resilient. So if you can't beat them, you join them. Some of the weeds that I have to confront, those of you who are farmers, you use Roundup or a lot of stuff. I don't like to use that on the fields because it kills the soil, kills the microbes in the soil. So I try to stay away from this stuff. But I will tell you something, it really is tough. The weeds are getting stronger, mostly because of what Monsanto has done. So, you know, it's like bugs. They figure out a way to survive, so you have a spray for this kind of bug. Okay, that bug becomes immune to the spray, so now they're bigger and stronger than ever. We've got to come up with another spray. And that's what's happened with Roundup. So the kinds of weeds that guys like me who plant corn every year have to contend with, especially if you don't use the sprays, they are bigger and stronger. What I find, frankly, is that the cows like them. Some of the weeds taste good if you get them before they get too hard and you know, they get sort of brown.
We make a salad out of our weeds.
Well, you do if you
use... Crabgrass salad.
Yeah, you could use crabgrass. You could use dandelions. Those are supposed
people
to be
dandelions. People pay big money for dandelions.
Yeah.
All right, but will you pay big money to have weeds crossed, hybrid weeds? That's what this, what this is. The USDA is spending your money to research how to make weeds, in essence, stronger and better. Weeds, the largest single limitation to global crop yield are the weeds. So if we can't overcome all of these weeds, then let's take, for example, red rice. It can adapt in warmer climes if it has the strength to see the weeds grow and they don't need any water. So what they're trying to do, rice needs water, is combine rice and weeds together so you can grow rice or a rice-like product on a weed without having to use so much water. Because we all know that the planet needs water. There's not going to be enough water for 80% of the planet in the next 100 years. Who's going to know? How are you going to figure that one out? Yeah, that, by the way, that's true. You knew that, right? 80% of the fresh water supplies are going to evaporate in the next 100, 200 years.
We'll have perfected desalinization first we start attacking the oceans then.
You'd like to think. Yep. So do weed plants have any virtue for you? Anybody ever tasted anything that smells or feels like a weed?
I can't say as I've intentionally eaten a weed.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really think about it, actually.
No.
Have you? You're the farmer here.
Yeah, I've eaten weeds, not because I wanted to, but just because it sort of gets wrapped around some stuff.
Yeah, you have to think somewhere in our salads we're eating weeds.
Yeah, but what's the difference?
You know, right, exactly. Think about what's the difference?
A weed is just a different plant. That's all it is. It's a plant.
What is the
whose virtues have yet to be discovered?
A weed is just a plant. How is it any different than lettuce?
A weed spinach. Is just a weed.
I bet it would probably taste pretty good. Weeds look like they would taste good. I mean, we're into all the funky lettuce. It probably wouldn't be bad.
If you like arugula, you'll love weeds.
I love arugula.
Okay, you'll love weeds then. That's what.
What about watercress? That kind of.
See, the only thing that makes a weed is that it's undesirable, according to Wikipedia.
Except according to whom?
A weed is a plant considered undesirable. Weeds are commonly unwanted plants in human-controlled settings, such as farms, fields, gardens, lawns, and parks.
Right. I chop up weeds all the time when we're the corn we've planted. I was planting corn last night. And thus the picture, if you go...
Weeds have no botanical classification value. Since a plant that is a weed is one context, is not a weed when growing where it is wanted.
All right, so...
So if I want dandelions, they're not a weed. If I don't want dandelions, they're a weed.
There you go.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah. So one of the things that is...
Never thought about that my whole life.
Well, no, but that's why I brought it up.
So to Hobby Lobby, birth control is a weed. Is that how it goes?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
All right, do you want to see what it looks like when I come in at the end of the day? Last night I came into the house a little after 8 o'clock.
You have to see this picture of Doug.
And Meredith said, hold still for a minute. So she snapped this picture of me, which now is at facebook.com/Good Day.
He looks like Professor Brown from Back to the Future.
Did you shower? I hope you were dirty.
Disgustingly filthy.
After that, I did. Yeah, I did after that. I'd been out planting corn, very dusty. I jumped in the pool the night before because I took Charlotte for a swim. Ugh. I didn't last night because it was a little late, and Charlotte was tired, so I didn't take her into the pool. So I actually got into the shower. Thank you very much. You think that I could get within 10 feet of Meredith if I didn't have
No,
a
I know her. No.
They don't just hose you off before you come into the house.
You need, like, hazmat.
But I have these new rules as to where I put my shoes and stuff when I come into the house. At any rate, it's sort of a cute picture. I guess it's a cute picture.
The thing I found most shocking about that picture is that you were wearing a shirt with buttons. When you go out and work on the farm, you wear a shirt with buttons instead of just a T-shirt.
I've been for years wearing T-shirts. But Meredith likes me to look better, so I wear shirts again.
Yeah, you looked great.
How's that really working out?
That worked out well, Meredith.
Anyway, it's kind of, I suppose, a cute picture.
It's funny.
Huh? Here's a way for ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as you grow older, a lot of things happening to your body, losing your hair. I'm not losing my hair. See how much better my hair looks now, Richie, since I've been using Provia?
Yeah.
Look at that picture of me and all that hair.
It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. Well, that's
Can't
what happens.
Control it.
I just got off the tractor and driving the tractor down the road. That's what happens to my hair. Just goes all over the place. Professor, the professor.
You need some product, sir.
Really? Okay, well, I have Provia, the natural hair therapy that is working miracles for tens of thousands of people who have called 800-525-8319 so that what happens, the top of your scalp gets plugged up using those cheap shampoos you buy at the 99-cent store. Don't buy them anymore. But in the meantime, you've done the damage, so you need Provia to cleanse the pores so that the holes are open and the follicles under your scalp can now be growing again. And that's how your hair comes back. It's summertime. You want to look better, your hair fuller, healthier. Call 800-525-8319 and put this, it's a sweet-smelling product. Gets in there and you can rub it on if you have one of those little buzzer things that you use to stimulate your scalp. Whatever it is, it gets it into the pores to cleanse them. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today and get the brand new Provia Super Concentrate as a special added bonus when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. Call now. Get the special gift and take care of your hair. Look better this summer starting right now. Make the decision to call for Provia, 800-525-8319. Stop your hair loss now, 800-525-8319.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 22nd through July 7th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer company, Boston Mass, St. Louis, Boston.
Oh, Richie.
Bow, chicka, chicka, bow. Yeah.
Chicka, chicka, boom, boom.
Chicka, chicka, bow.
LeBron James, bow. Free agent, hasn't got a home yet, has he?
Oh, you got a home. Nice home.
I know.
Work home, no. Not yet.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We do blues, rhythm and blues, jazz, funk, soul. We can handle rock, pop, country, heavy metal, fusion, hip-hop, rap, Motown, operetta, show tunes. In fact, we've even been called upon on occasion to do a polka. However, Caribbean is a type of music, I regret to say, which has not been, is simply not, nor will ever be, a part of this band's repertoire.
As a duly designated representative of the city, county, and state of New York, I order you to cease any and all supernatural activity and return forthwith to your place of origin or to the nearest convenient parallel dimension.
That'll do it. Thanks very much, Ray.
Now let me tell you something, Streebeck. There are two things which clearly differentiate the human species from animals. One, we use cutlery. Two, we're capable of controlling our sexual urges. Now you might be an exception, but don't drag me down into your private hell.
This is the theme from Rawhide by the Blues Brothers from the movie of the same name. Dan Aykroyd is 62 today. So we had three excerpts from Aykroyd's career. You got three more, Richie?
My mother's a little high-strung. The fact is, you'd be working for me. She can say anything she likes, but she can't fire you.
My name's Zelinsky. I make car parts for the American working man, because that's what I am, and that's who I care about.
Yeah, sure, it was Dan.
That's because I'm smarter than the average bear.
He was Yogi Bear?
Yeah. I guess. I didn't know that.
I don't know. Chuck Curry
in the movie, right?
I don't remember that. I guess he was, though.
Well, that was the original Yogi Bear.
No, that was an animated movie, and he was.
It was
the voice.
A CGI thing they did a few years ago.
Yeah, they did a CGI Yogi Bear.
Right. It. Ah, okay. All right. So, which of the movies, or is there something else that we left out that he was really the best
they're
in?
There's Spies Like Us. I mean, there's
Blues Brothers, great, great, great. Driving Miss Daisy. What a contrast. There's a guy that knows how to act. Dragnet, I thought was cool. Frankly.
He also was really good as the father in My Girl.
Yeah.
With Jamie Lee Curtis was his love interest. I like that. He was really good in that movie.
And the girl who played the daughter is now the assistant to the vice president on Veep. Chomsky, isn't that her name?
Anna Chomsky.
Anna Chomsky. Yeah.
Yes. Did I remember him just being in Monuments Man?
Yeah, he was in Monuments Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
Yeah, you think of him as
it was Murray that was in Monuments Man.
It was Murray, I thought he was in it too.
Yeah,
but still, I mean, you think about him and Murray actually from Saturday Night Live years, but really they do the serious parts quite well.
Yeah, they do. Richie,
but Rich said something perfect last week. How many movies being made now are we going to remember 30 years from now?
None of them. Well, very few of them anyway.
Very few of them.
For example. Going back to this date, 1998, Armageddon opened up. The plot was an asteroid on collision course with Earth. Got to knock it off course. Bruce Willis was in it. You got to remember who was what. Steve Buscemi was in it. Will Patton was in it. Michael Duncan was in it. Ben Affleck was in it. Owen Wilson was in it. It was quite a long movie. It was a big grosser. Given the year, 1998, the fact that it brought in almost $40 million the first weekend was astounding, wasn't it, in terms of dollars?
Yeah, it's a lot of money. I think it opened 4th of July weekend. That came out the same year as a competing asteroid film, Deep Impact, which is also a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it was the second
one. Well, and this is why we will never remember any movie now, 30 years from now, is because they're in the theaters one weekend and they're gone.
Yeah.
And then they're on Netflix or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Back then, they'd stay in the theater for at least a month back then, Deep Impact.
Yeah.
Back in earlier days, 80s, 70s, even longer.
Yeah. Hi, Chuck, what's in the movie news bag today?
I'm just going to preview some of the movies we're going to see in July. Opening tomorrow, the comedy Tammy with Melissa McCarthy.
No advance.
Not a good sign. She stars, wrote the film, and her husband directed it. Also opening tomorrow, Earth to Echo, which is an E.T. ripoff, although it's gotten a respectable buzz. Also, Deliver Us from Evil, which has gotten a very heavy marketing campaign. Eric Bana stars Jerry Bruckheimer, mega producer, produced the project. He's trying to get this movie in development for the last 10 years. It's based on a book by a New York City detective who says he had all this paranormal experience. I know Ken believes in this stuff, but I do not, for the record. On the 11th, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which is getting really good reviews. Purge Anarchy, which is a sequel to a horror film.
All right, now hold on a second. Just a second. You take shots at people who believe in certain things, and you come out with this glowing recommendation to see Planet of the Apes.
I just don't believe.
Yeah. But I
believe monkeys will one day rule the earth.
Right. Good.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
That's it. Yeah. 59 past the hour. Good.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.